Okay. So this is an exercise for just self-monitoring. Just go ahead and sit up straight. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Start settling in. Now feel into the sense of community. We're all helping each other. And now set the intention that this exercise will bring about healing, and that healing will have a positive impact on you and on others. Okay, great. So, okay, bring up a situation where you felt a problem, like over the, like it was the, a situation that was a problem for you over the last week. What was it like? What was your body like in that situation? What did your body feel like? What did your mind feel like? And also now notice how this is very well known to you. You've experienced this very frequently. And now recognize that you see this clearly. And now identify the modes or the modes, like modes single or modes plural, that are active. Name them and bring up interest and curiosity and receptivity. I mean, you're doing inner anthropology here. This is awesome. See how there's a certain mode cycle. You get in this one mode and then maybe another mode arises. Now, what are the beliefs or the schemas that make this mode or symptom or part necessary? You might find that by saying, when the mode is active, I believe such and such about self, such and such about world, such and such about others. Okay. And another way to come at this is, what is the underlying need? What is a need that you either have or had in the past that did not get met, that is kind of driving this belief and then this behavior? Just investigate that freely with a sense of curiosity. That's right. Relatedly, what are your desires? What are your wants in this situation where the schema and the mode are activated? Now, at every turn in this investigation, get this sense of delight because you're creating insights about yourself, self-knowledge. This is wonderful. Keep going. So now go back to your needs. Going forward, how can you meet your needs? What can you do differently to actually go about meeting your needs? That's right, keep going. What can you do differently to meet your needs? What would the healthy adult part of yourself advise you to do? What actions will you take differently? Plan this out. See this unfold. Okay, so now see this play out where you take this new course of action. And so now assess, did this in fact meet your needs? And did it therefore eliminate to some degree the need to feel the belief and then act out the mode or act out the symptom or behavior? Contemplate that. Okay, now step back to kind of step outside of the meditation, take a very broad open purview of it all, seeing it from a very broad circumspect angle. What did you learn? What was this like? And bring this quality of acceptance, compassion, equanimity and also bring up the feeling that just investigating just for right now is enough. Naturally, you'll implement to some degree, but don't feel a bunch of pressure. Okay, good. Now I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.